and then we'll take item 327.
Pay arbitration award in the matter between Portland Firefighters Association and the city for alternate payee grievance arbitration dated October 26, 2015.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor, Commissioners Brendan Finn, Commissioner Saltzman's office. I'm joined by Lori Kraut from the City Attorney's Office and Jay Guo from Fire and Rescue. We're here to answer any questions. Lori is prepared to give a brief background on the case if counsel so desires.
You want to need a further primer on this case? Go ahead, please.
So the ordinance directs the general fund to pay this settlement. And it's silent on whether the Fire and Police Pension Disability Fund is going to pay it back and who's going to pay it in the future. And so I just wanted to have on the record that there is going to be that discussion and that it's not determined that the general fund is the appropriate fund to pay this. We are doing it because it needs to be paid quickly, and this is the quickest way to get the money to those who deserve it. I want to make it very clear that I hope that that discussion happens and that the matter returns to council for a decision as to which fund pays it in the long run, both on this one and in the future.
Commissioner Fritz, that is the purpose of this ordinance. It is a stopgap measure so that we comply with our obligations under the PECBA. We do not risk an unfair labor practice charge, and it allows council to have those discussions in whatever time period it needs.
Lori, are we in agreement that if we can't, the council can't agree as to whether it's a general fund or FPD&R, it'll come out of Dan Salzman's budget?
I report to this commissioner, so I better have no comments.
So do we have a timeline for when that discussion will happen?
We're going to be having some executive session discussion between the council and the FPD&R board on matters of litigation shortly.
Good. Thank you.
I think it's already scheduled.
Next Thursday morning.
Yep. Okay. Any other questions for our team on this issue?
Brendan, what's up with the timbers? I have to ask you.
Irrelevant.
We'll see. Give them time. Right. Remember what happened last year.
Yep. Okay. Thank you all very much. Anyone want to speak on this item? Okay. Come on up.
My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. I pulled this item because I wanted that question that Commissioner Fritz asked, and I wanted that on a public record because we were confused when we read this. This is $138,000 and a $6,000 that goes on for an undetermined amount of time. So we were a little confused how the general fund gets involved in this and why there's no insurance involved in this. And the other question we have is this. Do we ever win an arbitration?
Yes.
Do we know what the percentages are? Because it seems like we're losing them a lot. I mean, we have a person in the police department everybody wants to get rid of, and we can't do it because of an arbitrator. Some of you know that I used to be a chief steward for the IBEW. And when we selected arbitrators, if the arbitrators were terrible, we got rid of them. So it's the selection of the arbitrators that's very important. And I don't know if this council is aware of that. And I think maybe Commissioner Fish could help you on that because you have a labor background. We need to do better with the arbitrators, or we have 40 lawyers and 10 paralegals and 10 legal associates, whatever that means. I don't know what that means. That's 60 people, and we can't win arbitrations. I mean, significant arbitrations we have lost. And this one here is irritating to an ex-union steward because the arbitrator ruled a year ago or 8 months ago. And we're fighting it from somewhere. Why did it take 8 months to pay this guy, these guys? These are firefighters. We like firefighters. They risk their lives for us. If we get an arbitration award, either make the decision you're going to appeal it And if you say, no, you're not, pay them. Please. Don't make them wait 8 months. Look at the dates on this stuff. That's what an ex-union student does. We look at the dates. We say, why? Why are we doing this? We love firefighters. So that's our objection. And also, I think Commissioner Fritz obviously is in agreement with us on this, that there needs to be some discussion about this general fund. And I know you go down in the basement and you find money, Mayor.
I wish. But,
you know, you keep finding money someplace. But anyway, would you pay these guys? We are not here to object about the payment. Pay them. But then look at the process. There's something wrong with the process.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, it's an emergency ordinance. Let's take a vote, please.
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you. Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Thank you very much. Okay, now.